97.
Psychiatrists say we're only now starting to appreciate the mental health damage caused by the pandemic, with an increase in children and adolescents being treated for depression and anxiety. This October, Hot 1027 News is looking at the state of mental health in our country and where we can get help. Hot 1027's Tara Penny has more.
Post-COVID, we've seen a significant increase in mental health problems, but children and adolescents more so than any other group.
Child psychiatrist Dr. Alicia Porter says many children and teens were deprived of crucial developmental stepping stones during the pandemic.
If we think about children, for example, they go to school to learn to socialize, to separate from parents, they learn how to share. But during COVID, that was not happening.
And they weren't spared the financial shock that hit just about every household here in South Africa.
There was a change in financial situations, and so the financial stress in the family, these kids were also experiencing it, but they didn't have the vocabulary, they didn't have the emotional capacity to be able to actually connect all of the dots.
Children also experienced grief on a monumental level.
There were families where they lost multiple members of a family all at the same time. And just like the adults were grieving, it was also a big loss. So it was the significance of the losses during that time that definitely impacts their development. And that trajectory is yet to be fully appreciated.
Alicia says psychiatrists are now seeing the effects of this arrested development and trauma in their consulting rooms.
And so what we then saw was an increase in depression and anxiety in children, an increase in post-traumatic stress.
Belinda Grunbaum is a social worker at the Family Life Centre. She says they've noticed a change in recent years.
But a lot of children are dealing with anxiety, social anxiety, depression. Suicidal ideation is also something which has become quite frequent, and that's not only in your high school learners, teenagers, but also in primary school learners. So there's a lot more support that schools need to give and that parents need to give their children at home.
Anyone wanting to reach out for help can contact SADAG's 24-hour call centre free of charge. Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.